From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 25th day of April, 2022. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll hear a conversation I held with a farmer from Ukraine. No update of the commodity markets because I'm out of the office. I won't let you know what his name is or exactly where he lives, but you'll want to stay with us because it's a very interesting discussion.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
One other note, today is the start of our spring pledge drive. If you've not ever given before to WILL in support of agriculture, today is the perfect day to do that. 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Make your pledge of support online as well at willpledge.org. Either way, let them know that you're supporting agriculture.
I live in Ukraine, in the central part of Ukraine. It's Poltava region. Southwestern part of that particular region.
And what crops do you raise?
Just basic crops like corn, soybean, sunflower, winter wheat. And also we practice spring barley. And this year we decided to plant some, I forgot how to correctly name it,
chickpeas.
Chickpeas, yeah, you're right.
How many hectares do you farm on?
Do you need hectares or acres?
Either one.
So for your listeners, I think it's going to be more useful in acres. So we plant about 5,800 acres.
About 2,300 and a half hectares. 2,350 hectares, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so about 5,800 acres. So for here, a good-sized farm, what kind of machinery do you use?
We use John Deere harvesters. Majority of our tractors are class because John Deere is very expensive.
That sounds familiar too.
Yeah, since recently. And we just ended up with class because it's decent, you know, it's a good balance price and productivity and maintenance. So I'm very good with class. And we use egg leader on all of our machineries.
Sure.
And we have John Deere planters, we have Horsch planters, we have Pöttinger air drill, which is for winter crop seeding, and chickpeas as well.
How much tillage do you do?
We try to decrease our tillage. Since last year, we switched to vertical tillage. So in order to get rid of mobile plowing, we just decided to sell it, especially after corn or winter wheat. We just use vertical tillage.
How deep are your topsoils? So if you take a soil profile, how far down does the topsoil run?
I don't know. Probably more than 1 meter.
Yeah, 3 feet. I was in your part of the world, and I was pretty sure that was the case.
Yeah, it's like North Dakota.
No, it's like Illinois, but with a Minnesota or North Dakota weather. How close are you to fighting? Because you must be fairly close where you are.
No, we are not. You know, our region, I don't know how come, but our region didn't have any active battles. Couple times they were trying to enter from northern part, from Sumy region, but our local defense groups, you know, they beat them. So I don't know where I can use these words or not, but it is what it is. So But recently we had the first airstrike, like several missiles hit the biggest Ukrainian oil refinery, which is 30 kilometers away, straight line from my house. I could hear these hits and shock waves. So that's why I decided to bring my my family to Poland. So that's why I just came back from Western Ukraine, because we established some red flags with my wife, and we decided, okay, when it's hot in our region, then we need to go.
Right.
So that's why she left.
Well, I hope you stay safe. I assume you're going to try to put a crop.
Oh, yeah, I am. You know, I got used to it. actually, right now I have airstrike warning in place, and I can hear the siren.
You mean as we speak, you have an airstrike warning in place?
It's okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. You know, we had 8 of them yesterday. But it's not like fake warnings. I mean, something is flying, but usually our air defense system works quite well. So we don't feel it. So for one time we felt it. It was on Saturday. Above my parents' house, there was a jet fighter, and that jet fighter hit 2 missiles. And on our nearby field from my parents' house, we just got off the ground missile debris.
Wow. So before you go into the field, you're going to have to clean up. Be careful with that.
Yeah, but you know, these missiles, it's very precise weapon. So when they are hit by either jet fighters or air defense system, you know the sector where debris are. Otherwise, it's on the target.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is an interview that I did a couple of weeks ago with a farmer that lives in the eastern half of Ukraine. Just a reminder that we're starting our spring pledge drive today, and right now I really need you to dial this number, 217-244-9455. I won't take much time here. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Make a donation today. Do not wait. Please make that donation right now. If this programming makes a difference to your farming operation and how you understand the global food and feed supply, 217-244-9455. Now let's continue that conversation with the Ukrainian farmer. I asked him what he thought his prospects were for this growing season.
I'm over-optimistic person. So, in my humble opinion, everything goes in the correct pace. And, you know, speaking about my particular farm, we got all of the inputs in place. So, we are good to go. And we already planted spring barley and chickpeas. And we are about to start planting sunflower, then corn, and then soybeans. And we've got everything to do that.
And you have the fuel needs on site?
Yeah.
Diesel fuel is on site as well already?
Everything. But my farm is rather exception. Because me and my brother, we are working a lot on strategic planning. We are working a lot on risk management. And we took seriously all of the warnings about upcoming war. So we decided to purchase in advance all of the inputs. Speaking about fertilizers, I know I started facing and I started realizing artificial increase in natural gas prices early in August. And then I started to calculate ratios and I decided to purchase fertilizers in advance. So I started to sell winter wheat earlier, even though I didn't get like the maximum price out of it. But still, I'm with fertilizers and I brought them more than two times cheaper than they cost right now. Every single business, it's all about economics. It's all about calculations. It's all about ratios. So if you are good with that, you know, there is a big chance you're going to be quite successful.
Logistically, do you have a place to store it?
Oh, yeah. Because we've been investing heavily in our infrastructure since 2015, because I came back from the United States at the end of 2013, right before a revolution of dignity started. So there I decided to go to my parents' farm and do my sort of due diligence and you know, figure out how can we transform this average, I would say, farm to like the leader style farm. And we did a lot. Me and my brother, we've done a lot. So that's why we are benefiting out of it right now, because we have infrastructure in place. We have modern and almost brand new equipment in place. We have all of our inputs in place. We are maintaining our relationships with the employees and our landlords. So, you know, the main issue for us is market, because Black Sea ports are closed. And we need to figure out how can we sell our 2021 yield. And also we are thinking about how to sell our upcoming yield.
Do you have any ideas besides the rail lines?
I mean, railway is not an issue. Ports are issue. Because, you know, railway works well in Ukraine. I mean, in my region, in some other regions, for example, you know, if I need to deliver some goods to Odessa, I can do it by rail. But from Odessa to, you know, I cannot put my grain into a Panamax ship and send it to, I don't know, China, for example, because Black Sea region for, not all of the Black Sea region, but Ukrainian ports are closed by Russian military warships. So right now we are, not my farm, but Ukrainian farmers, we are trying to reconsider our logistics, and we had some successful examples of delivering our grain to Romanian port of Constanza, and also to export our grain to European Union
via rail.
Rail and automotive grain carts, truck.
You said you were optimistic by nature. You must be, because you're in the middle of a war zone and you believe that you're going to be able to get a crop in. I don't discount the idea that you will. I think you probably will. Sounds like you've got everything to put it in place. But You have to be one optimistic son of a gun to pull it off, I guess. How many laborers, you and your brother, and how many others?
As long as we have some side businesses, like landscaping, and we have some poultry, we have some vegetable production, we have an apple orchard, and we produce apple juice. We pack it and deliver to supermarkets. So on average, during the year, during the high season, it's roughly around 50 people working at our farm.
Well, can I ask you a different question? So when I was in Poltava in 2006, I made note that everybody walked from their apartments to the outskirts of the city, and they all had vegetable plots, and the primary market was an open market, not a supermarket, for the sale of meats and vegetables and poultry and those sorts of things. Has that changed dramatically since then?
I'll give you another example.
Okay.
First time I went to the United States in 2008. Then in 2010, I started to live in the United States. I left the United States in almost 2014, and I'm frequently visiting the United States. So, not a lot of changes are in place up there. Of course, a lot of new developments and stuff like that. But if you take under consideration rural area, not a lot of changes. If you take a look at Ukraine, it's like 50 years of change. Really, because I recently were swiping some photos, 10 years old photos, and it's like we were living in a completely different world.
I thought so.
Our country, Ukraine, is fast developing country. Of course, we have a lot of issues like corruption and stuff like that. But by our nature, by the nature of normal, quite developed people, development in our soul. So we are developing fast. It's not like the developing world. That's why somebody call us a third tier country or third world country. But if you take a look at development that we've done over past 10 or 15 years, it's a lot. Of course, we are not quite wise about picking correct politicians, but speaking about development, a lot have changed. About those small plots, some people still use them, and I think after recent event, you know, during this war, it's quite good way to satisfy your food needs. But a lot of people, you know, we have quite well-developed supermarket chains.
Yes.
I think in 2006, you said, right?
Right.
We had like only few of them. But right now we have Ukrainian supermarket chains. One of our Ukrainian chain is number two in Europe.
Oh, I did not know that.
By number of outlets. So we are developing very fast. And we have very good delivery system, which is almost like Amazon Prime. It's not like UPS or FedEx, but like Amazon Prime. I can get almost everything within 2 days. That's why it makes me optimistic, because I know how stones are rolling. I know how parts are moving, and I can see it. And I can see the soul of all of the Ukrainians the soul of free people. We got used to live in free country, in free market economy, and we got used to our own development. So that's why I'm so optimistic. And also, if you want to work, you're working and you're benefiting well out of it. Because, you know, you can buy yourself almost everything you want. You can travel almost everywhere you want. So that's why we are fighting very, you know, strong for our basic needs, I would say. Because those needs to be free, it's like a basic need. It's like shelter, it's like food, it's like clothes. We need and we do understand what we are fighting for. Those invaders, they don't understand what they are fighting for. They just invade in our land without any purpose because they cannot stay at our land. You know, it's meaningless war because they are not going to defeat us. They can just destroy us. That's it. That's what they are doing. They are hitting thousands of missiles at our cities. Russia considers Ukraine as part of, as a province of Russia, but Ukrainians are the big whole nation. It's a motherland of the entire Russian Empire, according to history. So that's why we are fighting with the Russians for so many years. That's why we are trying to defend all of those invaders once again. Unfortunately, we are paying a big human toll, but you know we need to fight because any peaceful agreement worth nothing. Just because without our win, there's going to be no peace on Ukrainian territory. I think so. Because, you know, it's a huge threat for the whole of our planet.
You've been listening to a conversation I held with a farmer from Ukraine about 2.5 weeks ago. This, of course, is the Closing Market Report. We're beginning our spring fun drive today, and we sure could use your help at 217-244-9455. Make that pledge, that donation today, right now. Don't wait. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. And be sure to tell them or write in the comments section that it's in support of agriculture. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media.